Later, below in the town, I watched the snow falling, looking out of the window of the bawdy house, the house for officers, where I sat with a friend and two glasses, drinking a bottle of Osti, and looking out at the snow falling slowly and heavily, we knew it was all over for that year. Up the river, the mountains had not been taken. None of the mountains beyond the river had been taken. That was all left for next year. My friend saw the priest from our mess going by in the street, walking carefully in the slush, and pounded on the window to attract his attention. The priest looked up. He saw us and smiled. My friend motioned for him to come in. The priest shook his head and went on. That night in the mess after the spaghetti course, which everyone ate very quickly and seriously, lifting the spaghetti on the fork until the loose strands hung clear, and then lowering it into the mouth, or else using a continuous lift and sucking it into the mouth, helping ourselves to wine from the grass-covered gallon flask. It swung in a metal cradle and you pulled the neck of the flask down with the forefinger and the wine, clear, red, tannic, and lovely, poured out into the glass held with the same hand. After this course, the captain commenced picking on the priest. The priest was young and blushed easily and wore a uniform like the rest of us, but with a cross in dark red velvet above the left breast pocket of his gray tunic. The captain spoke pidgin Italian for my doubtful benefit, in order that I might understand perfectly that nothing should be lost.
"Priest today with girls,"
the captain said, looking at the priest and at me. The priest smiled and blushed and shook his head. This captain baited him often.
"Not true," asked the captain. "Today I see priest with girls."
"No," said the priest. The other officers were amused at the baiting.
"Priest not with girls," went on the captain. "Priest never with girls," he explained to me.
He took my glass and filled it, looking in my eyes all the time, but not losing sight of the priest.
"Priest every night 5 against 1.
Everyone at the table laughed.
"You understand, priest every night 5 against 1.
He made a gesture and laughed loudly. The priest accepted it as a joke.
"The Pope wants the Austrians to win the war," the major said. "He loves Franz Josef. That's where the money comes from. I am an atheist." "Did you ever read The Black Pig?" asked the lieutenant. "I will get you a copy. It was that which shook my faith."
"It is a filthy and vile book," said the priest. "You do not really like it."
"It is very valuable," said the lieutenant. "It tells you about those priests. You will like it," he said to me.
I smiled at the priest, and he smiled back across the candlelight.
"Don't you read it," he said.
"I will get it for you," said the lieutenant. "All thinking men are atheists," the major said. "I do not believe in the Freemasons, however." "I believe in the Freemasons," the lieutenant said. "It is a noble organization."
Someone came in, and as the door opened, I could see the snow falling. "There will be no more offensive now that the snow has come," I said.
"Certainly not," said the major. "You should go on leave. You should go to Rome, Naples, Sicily." "He should visit Amalfi," said the lieutenant. "I will write you cards to my family in Amalfi. They will love you like a son." "He should go to Palermo." "He ought to go to Capri."
"I would like you to see Abruzzi and visit my family at Capracotta," said the priest.
"Listen to him about the Abruzzi. There's more snow there than here. He doesn't want to see peasants. Let him go to centers of culture and civilization." "He should have fine girls. I will give you the addresses of places in Naples, beautiful young girls, accompanied by their mothers."